Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've told you from the beginning that I'm a Swayman guy. You know, I know Allmark has had a good season again, and there's no reason to second-guess the coach going with Allmark, but I prefer Swayman's attitude. He's got a little bit of swagger. You know, I saw Allmark being interviewed after the game, the last game of the season they lost, and it just didn't seem like it bothered him at all. It's just like it's kind of a, maybe it's a Swedish thing or something, but I like a guy with a little more fire, I guess is the right word, and I see that in Swayman, and I don't see it as much in Allmark, but I can't argue with a coach that says, you know, look at the records. The records are almost identical. Save percentage, wins, losses, that kind of stuff. So it's his feel. He's in the locker room a lot more than I am, and he's got the right to make the call. In fact, that's his job. So I'll go with what I would not want to. I would not want to have a rotation. I'd like to have a second goaltender that I could call on if things went bad, but I don't. I'd rather just get with my guy. But that hasn't been the case for two full seasons.
Chime, ask a boomer. You never got to watch the Bruins on Channel 38, so you don't know that
UPN?
Not rock or what. Oh, you did?
No, I just know of the channel.
Okay.
Very so much from my infancy.
That used to be the theme. Interesting. Interesting. You remember it.
Four channels?
Well, there was three regular channels, 4, 5, and 7.
And then there was 56 and 38.
Yeah, you had the
King
UHF.
King of Queens was on 38, wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't King of Queens on 38?
Well, they probably ran reruns or whatever.
I remember.
The Greg Hill Show.
King of Queens guy?
Yeah, as a kid? Absolutely. Yeah.
The Greg Hill Show is on channel 145.
Yeah. 56 and 38.
But interesting take from Mike Milbury. Mm-hmm. Didn't like the way the Allmark spoke, and the loss didn't bother him.
He's a goldfish.
He is a goldfish, and he said
like
it was
that.
A Swedish thing. But I don't know.
Milbury don't like that.
If you're Jim Montgomery and you're sitting there today trying to figure out who you start,
right?
Do you feel the same way?
I feel really concerned that just because we are what? A couple days away from the playoffs, and Montgomery's trying to figure it out. That doesn't concern you? A massive amount? Like, you should know. You should have known.
Well, maybe he does. I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't. He has not had to tell
you. Do
you
believe
yet.
He does?
I don't know, because the two of them have been pretty interchangeable the last month of the season. So
I'm cool with that, but you should at least know who's the guy you're going with first. You should have known that. A few weeks ago. It doesn't concern you in any bit that he might not know, and we're, what's today, Thursday?
Yep.
2 days away from their first playoff game.
Well, do you think that they really don't know? Like, I think we just don't know.
I think he doesn't know.
Well, that's the question that we're asking. That's the whole, like...
But he's saying, like, that we're 2 days away. There's no way that Jim Montgomery isn't sitting there knowing what he is doing. There's no chance.
Back to the original question. Mm-hmm. Does Allmark's attitude, the way he does things, does that bother you?
No. It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
You're not worried about that.
I would prefer Swayman. I think you want to have, he's the future. If Swayman plays at his best, then the rest of your 5-year run here, however long it's going to be, is set in stone. Swayman's the guy that everybody knows is going to be on the team going forward. Allmark was traded until he vetoed the deal. I think you go Swayman.
It bothers everybody because you know who we hated when they did it? Tuca. Remember Tuca?
Well, I wouldn't say we hated him.
Not that we hated Tuca.
There were people who had the same, I guess, feeling when it came to Tuca being lackadaisical that they might have about Allmark. I think that is what Mike Milbury is saying.
I think there's a real clear comparison here to Tuca Tim Thomas with Allmark and Swayman. Mm-hmm. Tim Thomas is a little tapped. I think Swayman's a little tapped, and I like that in a goaltender. I want my goaltender to be like ready to snap at any moment, especially in the playoffs when you kind of need that extra edge. Omar does not have that. He is even keel, mind of a goldfish, just like Tuukka Rask was. Just brush it right off. And I prefer Swayman as well.
This is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Greg? How's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Okay, Wiggy, first of all, I'm very surprised at you, mm-hmm. okay? You played for a coach that wouldn't say anything about anybody on that team any day of the freaking week. You think Jim Montgomery is just going to say, yep, this is my starting goalie? No, he's going to wait till the last minute. Come on, Wiggy. And from what I saw the last two games, I usually agree with Mike Milbury, but today I have to disagree with what he said. They played to lose, okay? The first game against Washington, they had 18 shots total on net, which was disgusting. They wouldn't shoot the puck because they didn't want to score. And the game two nights ago, okay, they sucked until the third period, and if they got a 1 point out of it, they still would have ended up in second place because Florida has the tiebreaker. And if you can't see through that, then I don't know what to freaking tell you.
Well, that's what I told you.
Did those teams with Patrick Roy make mistakes because they knew that Patrick Roy was the goalie entering the playoffs? Right. I mean, it is kind of noteworthy. It's not like the NFL where Bill Belichick's not telling you what his plays are, but you knew Tom Brady was starting on Sunday.
Bingo.
I mean, that's the difference. He's not giving you game plan specific ideas. He's just telling you, like, does anybody think that Brad Marchand's not going to be on the first line?
All right. And
so why is he telling us that Marchand's playing out there or that McAvoy's going to be the lead defenseman?
And other than Mac Jones, he was the only one and towards the end that he yo-yoed. And you brought the concern question up about Omar's attitude. When have we ever, in any sport, liked or agreed with a guy that had an attitude of just like, yeah, it is what it is?
You mean lackadaisical?
Yes, we don't want that from athletes in no sport. We got on Jason Tatum's butt about it last year, or maybe a couple years ago. When a guy seems like it's just, it is what it is, it's just the game, as fans, we look at it and go, wait a second. How much does it really bother him and motivate him to want to be great? And so I think when you have a guy like that, there has to be a concern regardless of the sport.
I think it's different when it's a goalie, in my opinion. Like, I would rather have my goalie have the mind of a goldfish and not spiral because he has a bad game than somebody that just keeps feeling the pressure over and over and over again.
Yeah, but I don't get that feeling from Swayman. I don't think he's that kind of guy.
But I'm not comparing the two of them. Yeah. We're just talking about the fact that he says, I have the mind of a goldfish, and that he doesn't let a single loss bother him.
For me, it would be Jeremy Swayman all day, all night. Like, and I think I'm off the rotation thing, too. Like, if you get a good game out of him, mm-hmm. I'd start him Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You get a good game out of him, then ride him all the way through.
Plenty of room on one goalie island.
Mike Milbury changed my mind. Like, I get it. It worked. I know you're still on it. You like the rotation.
Yep.
But I don't know.
By the way,
a little bit of breaking playoff news. Not hockey playoff news, but a little bit of breaking news, Curtis.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler out several weeks per ESPN.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow.
Seems to be an MCL injury.
Yep, that is a major blow to the Heat.
The seas continue to part for Missoula Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is almost.
Are you saying that the seas are parting for the seas?
I mean.
That's what it seems like.
That seems like a great point from you. Mm-hmm. Can I just
keep the one-liners like that coming. We will move up to 142, maybe 141 when it comes to influence in the city.
Okay, we need influencers to help us influence Greg up that list. So whenever we do anything this year, if you get lunch with Wick, we're going to put it in the pro column.
Yeah.
If you post another photo like last night, that's going to bring you back a spot. So.
Yeah. Also, I don't know what your issue is.
Oh my God, Greg! I don't want to go back to it. It makes me sick. It's just it's everything I thought you were not. You're like in there, and you have this like odd grin on your face.
Right.
You have this weird like Lance Armstrong like bracelet, like Live Strong. Or
I wear that. I wear those every day. I wear bracelets. What's wrong with a man who wears bracelets?
I have no problem with the bracelets.
I don't know anybody that wears a bracelet.
I noticed a new bracelet that Wiggy was rocking the other day when we were at Capitol Grill. There was a diamond one that I had never seen you wear before. Nice.
Yep.
But I believe Bullet is a rescue.
Yeah, get it right. And not wrong with QZs.
I believe Bullet is a rescue.
Yeah, Bullet's a rescue
dog. So then
dog.
MSPCA could have you be the face of them. You know, you could be a PETA spokesperson. That could only boost your influence.
Yeah. In the background. Yeah.
I don't think PETA likes Greg if they see the seafood tower.
Yeah.
Also, we were just talking about goldfish, Greg.
Yeah.
Parmesan, most underrated goldfish flavor.
I like goldfish.
Pizza. Please. Please,
I feel
you
like
idiot.
You can't go wrong with goldfish.
Parmesan. It doesn't even taste like Parmesan.
It's
no, it
excellent.
Does. I know the
it
one
doesn't.
You're talking about.
It
Curtis.
Doesn't.
They're good.
It doesn't.
I like the pizza one, too.
Pizza is the home run of the goldfish.
Goldfish in general are just dynamite.
Yeah. They did a sour cream and onion for a while. I don't know if they still do it.
I would prefer a mixed bag. I just reach in. You never know what you're going to get.
My wife, she buys
the Hollandaise.
Small...
Do they do a Hollandaise goldfish?
No. I don't think so.
They should. That'd be interesting.
They do the small. My wife gets the small bag, so they have multiple flavors and little handheld personal bags.
I am worried that photo did show that you are a hoarder at home as well. It's
I'm not
just
a
in
hoarder.
The
like, stop. What are you talking about?
No, in Twitch, people have just pointed out, and it drew my attention to the back dresser.
Go back
dresser.
To it on the Twitch chat.
Oh,
go back.
Brian,
he's
go to
one
the
of those girls.
You can't even use this dresser.
He's one of those girls.
Like, that is going to knock your influence down.
There's a little basket on there. There's a candle on there.
All right.
If you lit a candle on that, your not place would go up in flames.
Right, and well, Courtney knows when the firemen come.
I have some clothes stacked there. They're clean clothes. I just haven't put them away yet.
Oh.
Greg saying,
really
good.
Clothes.
This medicine I gave Bullet to calm him down is fully working right now.
I love Bullet. I'm not. You're not going to shame me into not loving DM's dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love all dogs. I think it's great. I think the photo is an abomination.
All right.
I think it's cute.
It is beneath a man of your influence.
Yes. Somebody on the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
150 most influential people
you don't
in Boston.
Catch Jimmy Java doing that photo,
right.
Greg.
I would say DMs has to be ahead of you if she's having you do that photo. Ipso facto.
You think John Fish is doing that?
What number was John Fish?
I believe he was in the top 10.
He's the Suffolk construction magnate. Was he higher than me?
He was top 10. Oh, yeah. Way higher than
you. You're not going to pass Java with Jim if you keep putting photos like that up, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Java ain't doing that.
Unfortunately, Philip Ng, much higher than you as well.
Yeah.
Number 30 on the list.
Right. Well, he's fixing the MBTA.
He is.
Right. Oh, okay. He needs to be very influential.
I was like,
to do that.
We can't get a single trade on time, and he's like dwarfing you on that list.
I was like, who the hell is Philip Ng?
Yeah.
No idea who was.
He's the only guy on the list. He's the only guy on the list that actually makes about as much as Greg.
The people who have lost faith in the T, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The fact that that you're not higher and Michelle Wu is number 2 on this list.
That's a shot.
It's a travesty.
Wow.
It's a travesty.
You got way more influence than she does.
Thank you, Wiggy. Appreciate that.
I'm just spitting facts, bro.
All right. Anyway.
Maybe it was the dog photo. Did that thing get out before this list came out? I mean, you could have been in the top 50 and then the photo came out.
That is
what
true.
Is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Nothing. Yeah. That photo.
What is wrong with it?
Nothing.
There's nothing, but I can tell you about 30 things wrong with that photo. Right. Starting with you. How dare you?
Oh.
How many, honest question, how many takes?
Literally, that picture was taken randomly, sent to me
hashtag
by DMs.
No filter.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to share this.
Yeah.
So that people understand that mm-hmm. I have found a new dog that I love. I don't understand.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
Is Bullet your...
I have pants on in the photo. Sorry.
Yeah, underwear on. Those are underwear. Is Bullet your Tom Brady like Alex Guerrero? Is that your soulmate?
Are you sure that... Is that the bedroom?
Yes.
Given that you're in the bedroom, is Bullet related to the speed with which you were done or the name of the dog?
Foyer's Bullet, though, if we're really doing speeds in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
Two-minute drill.
Did you caress Bullet's face?
Oh,
well, no, that what is it? It's not a face on a dog. What's it called? A snout?
Oh, they have a face as well.
Snout, face. Snout. Okay. Yeah, both work.
There's X-Bear checking in. Talk Sports. How was that working before I came here, X-Bear?
Oh, my God.
Remember those days? Beautiful days? We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.